I am Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. And hey, you have questions about marketing, copywriting, business building, selling, advertising, direct response, and more. I have answers for you. It's Mailbox Monday, and today is the day where I answer your questions about marketing, copywriting, everything relevant to Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Today I have a question from Christian, who is asking essentially about direct marketing for non-direct response businesses, businesses where the person who is making the final purchase of the product is not purchasing through you. And so you don't have that kind of like direct conversion interaction going on. So Christian's question says, Roy, I'd like help in understanding and learning how to evaluate what marketing approaches is or are best fits for specific businesses. At my current work, we market and sell high protein, nutritious snacks, mainly through wholesale. While needing to educate our target demographic and introduce our brand ourselves to new demographics and markets, majority of our business is conducted to and with individual store buyers and ordering managers. They're our priority. I do not expect to be working in this marketing structure forever, so I'm learning as much as possible without other forms of strategic and integrated marketing. Christian. And by the way, if you have a question that you'd like to have answered in an upcoming episode of Mailbox Monday, go ahead and go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com/ask. That's breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com/ask. You can submit your question for consideration to have it answered in an upcoming episode. And so let's dive into the answer to Christian's questions after the break here. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. And don't forget to give that like button a little bit of love if you are finding this valuable, either Breakthrough Marketing Secrets in general or this video specifically, because it's how the magical algorithms of the internet know to share more content like this with you and to share this content with more people like you who will find it valuable. So let's dive in. First I want to answer this more specifically, and then I want to zoom out and say, like, what's the thinking behind this? So number one specific like thing that I think about here in response to this. And by the way, like I'm a total prospect for this particular service. I actually buy a high protein nutritious snack, so this is great. So what is the desired action? Like the ultimate desired action here is that the consumer, you know, somebody like me is going to go to the store and is going to specifically look for, ask for this particular product to show up. They want to go to the store and buy it, right? And yeah, like maybe there's going to be some Amazon orders or something like that, but it sounds like this is primarily a wholesale purchase where these people are going to the store and they're buying this. So the number one desired action is to drive consumer demand. And honestly, like that, the person whose job it is, and when I used to sell IT training, we would run into this with people who were IT training, or they were IT wholesalers. I don't know that that's the right term for it. It's slipping my mind right now. Anyways, resellers, that's the term. These people, their job was to buy technology and resell it with some kind of value-added service, like installing the hardware or whatever, at the client site. And so those people, when we actually tried to sell our IT training through them, it was especially challenging because there wasn't much that they could add in terms of value. And we were not a core part of their own business strategy. And honestly, like if you're going to a grocery store or a grocery chain and you're going to the person who's the buyer or the ordering manager, making you successful is not their goal. Making your product or service successful is not their goal. Their primary goal is to, number one, make sure their customers are happy. And number two, maximize the dollar per square foot of shelf space, basically. And so those people, they're going to be responsive to consumer demand. Even more so than they're going to be responsive to you. Yes, they might give you a try, whatever, but really what they want is a product that people are going to go search out, especially if it's a premium price product with a little bit more margin. They want a product that people are going to go search out and buy, and that their store is going to be able to profit from, right? So you're not necessarily making direct sales to the consumer, but you still have a lot of power to drive that desired action, to drive consumer demand. And in fact, like, this goes all the way back to Claude Hopkins, Scientific Advertising. If you haven't gone through that book, like, it is absolutely foundations that are still just as effective today. And it was written in 1923, and it's even more relevant today with the internet. It's even more relevant today with your ability to communicate, like, globally, internationally, instantly with advertising, right? So you're not making direct sales, but you can still send buyers to the stores. You could have an entire campaign for a city that's all about getting people into one particular store, asking for one particular product. You could offer coupons that people can actually take into the store to get a discount. And that coupon, if it's a manufacturer's coupon, you should be able to have it tagged with tracking for your business to be able to know, okay, we use this campaign to drive this purchase and we get this result, and that's awesome. So like, all of this is in Scientific Advertising, and basically the whole premise laid out there is you need to be the one who is responsible for driving demand. You cannot rely on the wholesale purchasers. You can't rely on the ordering managers. You can't rely on those people to actually want to buy your product unless their customers want to buy. And so anything that you can do to drive demand, you could use sampling, you could offer free samples. Like, if somebody pays some sort of low fee, you could actually ship the samples directly and have people come in. Like, it's all about building that relationship with the product, with the brand, such that those people are going to seek you out and choose you and purchase your particular, in this case, nutritional snacks, right? And so, you need to be responsible for generating, for driving that consumer demand for your products and services. Now, how do you do that, right? Of course, we've talked about some things like some kind of manufacturer's coupon where you can actually tell people to take it to specific stores. You could do campaigns where people actually, where you have a whole row of people like lining up and asking for one product such that, they get 20 requests in a week. Hey, do you have these? Hey, do you have these? Hey, do you have these? They're going to start paying attention. And so you get those people to proactively tell the store that they demand your product, and you're going to have that ordering manager hiring you, or I suppose buying your product, right? And you can do this through education-based marketing, through value-first marketing. So there are going to be some offers, but you don't want to make this all about the offers. Really what you want to make it about is communication. Like, your marketing direct to consumer needs to be about communication and culture. And so communication is, we're just communicating about the product advantages, that sort of thing. But the culture is, who are the type of people that use your particular product? Is this more of a fitness enthusiast? Is it weightlifters? Is it outdoors people? Is it whatever? And if you can create compelling content that is only marginally or tangentially about your particular product or service, right? So it could be, I'm thinking like five tips to gain more muscle, or and one of them could be choosing high protein snacks and other food items, right? It could be 10 tips for how to pack a lighter backpack for day hikes or multi-day adventures, right? And one of those tips could be energy dense, highly nutritious food, and the particular snacks you're going to choose. So how do you create compelling content? You see, suddenly we're not just talking to people who are ready to buy a nutrition bar. Who we're talking to are weightlifters, fitness enthusiasts. We're talking to outdoor people. We're talking to people who are really within probably the target demographic for this. And we're creating compelling content around their interest that is bigger than our particular product or service. And so You create that compelling content, and then you loop in, you use it as a vehicle to deliver communication about your product advantages, right? But again, it's all about, like, we have this total brand culture that's about these, about active lifestyle and about fitness enthusiasts and about people that do these, that go on adventures that involve being physically fit and being healthy. And when you're creating all that education-based marketing, then what you're doing is it allows you to build up an audience, right? It allows you to build up an audience of people who are interested in those topics, who just so happen to be your ideal audience for this. And then you can direct them to A, and we offer this coupon. You can take this to your local, let's say Whole Foods stocks it, right? Take it to your local Whole Foods, or take it to your local, whatever the grocery store chain is. And if you're able to geo-target this at all, it can be more effective if it's regional brands, et cetera. But to be able to take it and take it to specific stores, what you may find is that that's going to be the most reliable way to get those wholesale orders coming in, is pushing demand directly from the consumer level. It's bottom-up demand as opposed to trying to push it through top-down through that ordering manager. So zooming out here, what is the ultimate desire to action that we want to have happen? So it could be products leaving the store shelves. It could be people signing up on a website. It could be whatever. Like, what is the ultimate desired action that we're driving just generally in terms of our marketing strategy? And who needs to take that action? Who needs to be the person that is actually taking that action? Who needs to make the purchase? Like, ultimately, the desired action is when the financial transaction takes place. And it should be the final destination of the product or service, right? So, and then who is it that's taking that action? Who is it that's making that purchase? And then you say, okay, we want this action to take place. We want this person to take that action. How can we get their attention? How can we get their attention? So in this case, it might be content about their lifestyle and about their culture and about whatever, right? Creating compelling content around that. And then how can we motivate them to take action that is, like, to take the desired action? And so that might be manufacturer's coupons, or it might be special sales, or it might be trying a new flavor, or it might be whatever, right? But it's what's the desired action? Who needs to take that action? How can we get their attention? And how can we motivate them to take the action? And then it like comes down to like the three pillars of all marketing, right? Which is the traffic or the audience. How do we get in front of the audience that we want? How can we create conversion events at favorable economics? So traffic, conversion, economics. And the bonus of doing something like this. So, you know, let's say you build this. Suddenly you have like this audience building machine going on. Even better if you have call to action, like a call to action on your packaging, where you're actually saying, hey, go to our website to sign up for exclusive active, exclusive discounts or exclusive deals on your next whatever bar purchase or whatever snack purchase, right? So you have a call to action on the packaging so that when people purchase, they go there. And you know, your most engaged people, who are the people who are like reading the nutrition information, they say, oh, I can go there, I can get this, I can get maybe additional content, you know, any kind of thing that would be of value to them that they can get through going to the website. You would want to put that on the packaging itself. And then you have this feedback machine where if you drive demand, you can have people purchase, and people who are purchasing, whether or not they came through your online marketing, they're able to go and easily sign up and get more information from you so that you can drive more demand, so that more people will be buying, so you'll get featured in stores more. And it is a virtuous feedback cycle where you're building this audience that's going to allow you to launch new snacks, new products, new flavors, new whatever, right? But again, it's about having this cycle of like, we're building an audience, we're building a culture, we're building our lists, we're building our customer list, we're building our prospect list, and we are taking responsibility for driving demand so that we can actually make the person whose job it is to buy the palette look successful. So we can make them look like a hero because they're buying products that their customers want and that drive revenue and profits for their store. So I hope that's helpful. Remember, if you have a question like this that you'd like to have answered, go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com/ask. The link is in the description. Also, if you heard about scientific advertising and you're excited about that, you should know that you can get it for free. I like the book so much that I recorded an audiobook version for myself to go through multiple times over and over again. That's at freescientificadvertising.com. You can just enter your email address and get a free download of the audiobook as well as a PDF. I also will include a link to a training that I did through BTMS Insiders called Scientific Advertising in the 21st Century, where I took Claude Hopkins' principles that he laid out in Scientific Advertising in 1923, and I said, how are those even more relevant and even more powerful today? And how can we as marketers today, having access to all of this like measurable dynamic media that's available through modern like internet technology, multimedia technology, et cetera, how can we take what worked in 1923 and make it work like in much bigger ways in the 21st century? And I'll include a link to that in the description. Again, I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I'd love it if you would leave a comment with this episode. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10, how valuable are you finding these and why? What are your action items? What are your takeaways? Like, what did you get out of this episode, out of listening? Also, remember to tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this and so it gets shared with people like you who will find it valuable. You can definitely share it with folks directly. And finally, subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com. Actually, just go to Free Scientific Advertising. If you're not signed up yet, go to freescientificadvertising.com. Enter your email address there. You'll also get my daily episode notifications plus more exclusive content for email subscribers. One last time, I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Always aim for 10 out of 10 value, and I hope I've delivered it here. I will catch you soon with your next episode. See you soon. Bye. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.